Ja, var själv locken.
Var det under this morning? I don't
Well, I didn't do
No,
anything
clear
yesterday.
my mind about
I'm sure you won't.
them talks and whatnot.
Ah.
It was John really that put me right there. It was 13 as opposed to 15.
Yes,
Yeah.
no, they
Because
don't go any higher.
Frieda said
They don't go any higher, I don't
No.
think.
She didn't see a 15.
No, they don't go any higher, John.
No, she got a 13 anyway.
But that four, that 4.5 we have is plenty warm enough.
Yeah.
It's not feather.
Well, Frieda reckons that feather of ours is beginning to stick together and they're not Well, I suppose pillars go
Yeah.
like that, but pillars have your head sweating on them at times, don't they,
Yeah.
in when it's hot. They do go a bit peculiar in pillars. They go stained, don't they?
Yeah.
I don't think pillars do, no.
Well, I think you want to, with pillars you want to be changing them every now and again, don't you?
Oh,
Yeah.
you definitely
Do
are,
that.
Dad.
Mm.
What we did once, we got some more ticking and changed it, but it was a waste of time because
Yeah.
it was just as bad after it.
Yeah.
The feathers have a certain length of life and that's it. They've had it. And it isn't worth the mess anyway.
There's a lot of that fibre, isn't there now?
You do get a lot of
Yeah.
fibre now,
Well, it's like a spongy.
Yeah.
We have two that belong to my mother and they are very good. They don't lose their
No,
buoyancy at all.
Mind you, I think those that you're talking about,
The good ones are
they
not
are
the cheap.
firm.
Yeah.
They are firm. And I think that you have a feather one, haven't you?
Well, I always have a feather one under. I have two
Yeah.
pillows and I'm not bothered about underneath.
No.
But I always like a feather for my head.
Yeah, I
Ah,
think
well,
feathers are
I've
more
a
yearly, aren't they?
I have a fibre underneath and a feather. Cos when I had a fibre, I don't know why, but my ears seemed to be deaf every morning.
Yeah.
And seemed bunged up, you know.
Yeah.
Seemed to as though I was perspiring and it wasn't getting out with
Yeah.
being on this. Anyway, I found it, I didn't like it at all. But now we have my feather back, I'm all right. I was like deaf when I got up every morning.
We went, since we came here, we went to stay with Edith when her husband died. We went to stay overnight.
Oh, blimey.
And they've been married, she's 10 years older
Yeah,
than you, they've
yeah.
been married nearly 50 years, haven't they?
Yeah, will have been, yeah.
And they're the same bed that they got married in.
They were probably given to them second hand as
Look,
well.
I'm not joking, it was the same
Flock.
mattress. And it was a flock mattress, one of them.
Oh.
You used to check it and
Check
do like
it.
that and move it
You're
around.
awful.
And the pillows were flock as well.
Yeah.
And she's ever so nice as Edith. And I
Oh,
mean,
wonderful.
they're not short of money either. It's
No.
just the way, it's a way. I mean, everybody has different ways,
Yeah.
don't they?
Very
And she's
kind,
asked
very
us to go and
clean.
stay. And I said to John, I couldn't stay in that bed again.
Oh, well,
Because
you get up and you
Oh! But your head though on the pillows, I'm not too bad on the mattress, but I must have something
Yeah,
soft
yeah.
underneath. Aren't it, John? Terrible,
Terrible.
isn't it?
You just can't, you can't describe
No,
to
you
people,
can't.
no.
Unless you know, we
Well,
Mind you, we slept.
mother-in-law
We had the
always
night.
had
We were
the
shattered, weren't we, but we
Mother-in-law always had them flock beds, you know.
Yeah,
You were
he's
all right, like, you could make yourself a nest in them,
Yeah,
you were like a
That's a good
muggy
description, is that.
room. But when you made them, you like
Oh,
kneading bread,
you had
didn't
to
you?
shake it up and then bash it about.
And we once went to Scotland then breakfast and it went falling with us, didn't weren't it, John? All them years since. And she was a widow and she was a ever so nice, lovely home and clean. But the bed was it wasn't just flock,
Was
it
it
were
her that baked
wholesale.
for us as well? Did she bake for us and made a right fuss of us?
Well, she were nice. Well, they were all nice
Oh,
at
they
that
were,
time,
yeah.
weren't they, when you went to bed and breakfast
Yeah.
and they took you into into their home and they made you feel like part of the
That's
family.
right, yeah.
Well, it's Wednesday morning, John, now, so this is me, I've only 2 days really to get some more recordings.
That's right, yes.
I'm going to take that letter on and come back here. Just on the post.
Okay.
Are you going down now?
Yes, well, I've have to just get in votes on it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll wait and I'll go, well, I'll post it in the centre. About the same size of box, isn't it? They probably sent you another box to try.
Oh, I feel like the weight of them and their mothers.
Oh, it's just a plastic thing. Tear off with that. And it makes you wonder if that packet you sent back was old and it's gone wrong.
Didn't send packet back from
me. No, but the tart,
yeah,
the tart that you sent back. But they certainly wanted to keep faith with you, aren't they?
Look at them ignoring us,
haven't they? Oh, yes.
It's February now.
Because you didn't ask for any more.
No, I didn't.
You only asked, you only just complained about the other, that's all.
No, you would have put me up to it. It was your idea. Oh. I felt very strong about it, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I felt sorry for falling and buying them and being not being able to enjoy them.
Tear off time.
Caramels.
You've got a letter as well.
There's no quartet caramels. God, they'll last longer than ours. They're extra, they're good for packing now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mrs. Barkley, your letter, the 27th. Thank you for the letter. I'd advise another box of liquid faces, which would be purchased on it to find them very hard and tasteless. We were very sorry to receive the album and to read of your disappointment in our product. It is possible to tell from looking at the sweets which you returned to us. It is impossible to tell from looking at the sweets which you have returned to us, but it's our belief that the box of licorice faces which your daughter purchased for you were in fact old stock. We are sorry to inform you of this, especially as the sweets were a present to you. All sweets leave our premises at Greenock in first-class condition, but how they are handled and displayed from that point onwards is up to the shopkeeper, perhaps the retailer, even with the stock rotation somewhere. As we said, without the old box, we cannot carry out an investigation into the matter. To restore your faith in our company, however, we have enclosed for your enjoyment the replacement box of confections. We are going to send you another box of daggers, but we have sent in their place a box of our top-selling shop at Richard Paramount. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Such action has been appreciated by everyone here.
There you are. What have you got?
Russian caramels.
Well, they look a nice expensive box, do you know them?
Yeah.
Dark chocolate coated.
No, the Russian caramels, they are a bit hard, but they're not soft, but they chew up, you know.
So there you are, you've had a
beer left it damaged, but the way.
way
he
back.
He likes to go to church. I don't mind him, you know, he goes on his bike. It's a right big church.
Is the shop up there open? The little shop that you have up there?
You know, I never go.
No, I just wondered if it was. I've just been up once.
Yes.
There was checking something for cleaning,
dry cleaning.
It could be, it could be.
Mm. Not that we're.
Them that run out of cigarettes ago, you know, because they'll be open any time, I think.
We hear them coughing as they go past here to buy them, you know. We hear them coughing as they're going past here to buy them. Don't get knocked down then with that wagon.
Well, none of the smokes. No. And he's right careful. He wouldn't spend it on cigarettes.
No, that's the way to do.
He's right careful.
That's the way to do.
Ah, that's
the best. Yeah. Take care then. Yeah. I'm delivering to you, John, then, mother.
Have you ordered me something? Yeah. No, he'd ordered me something for my birthday next week, but
no, he isn't. No, I went on bypass one day last week and it was deserted. You know, they took a lot down near the station.
Yeah. Oh,
they aren't doing nothing for Malcolm,
no,
are they?
No,
they're not.
You know, they've never done the path properly. And I'm the right one for grumbling.
Mind they're having truck the council.
It's quiet. You get away from traffic, you know, none of that there to do.
Yeah.
But it's a lot. I'm finding it now, you know, at 8-1. We're both 8-1. We're finding it a bit too far now.
Yes.
Of course, council's having problems, aren't they? One of the councillors sold some land. The councillor sold some land to the council,
yes.
And the police were investigating the sale. So it's holding that development up a little bit.
Holding everything up. Is there one of that beer still there?
Keeps us on our toes, though, doesn't it?
That wind?
Keeps us on our toes, doesn't it?
Must have been very. Well dug in, that pier.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. It's autumn now, isn't it, when they're going to get a gate. And look at town, they were on that library 3 years.
Yes.
They waste a lot, though.
Yeah.
Yes. Have you lived here all your life?
Oh, no. We come from Colne, Bonnie Colne.
Oh, yes.
We've been here 36 years.
Yes,
We've just one fault, we have a noisy neighbour.
Have you? Oh.
What, through the wall, like at night?
Yes.
Yeah.
He comes in at 12 o'clock and he puts his television on loud. One of them, so.
And what are you doing to combat it?
And he's a Yugoslav. These foreigners, they come and do as they like.
Yeah.
Do you live right up the top?
It's quite. Yes. You just go round there and then to the left.
I see,
not
yes.
Far up.
Yes.
You have a good view, you know, across where the horses are. I look at the horses sometimes.
Yes. You will have water at the back there.
Yes, you have a good view.
Well, I'll see what they are. See if you've left anything.
That's right. It's fairly quiet.
Yeah, good.
Wednesday after
close. See you later then.
Bye.
How's it going then? Well, we're struggling on, you know. Looking forward to better weather. Well, we just got back. He was in earlier on, of course, but he might be on the move, eh? Morning, Stuart.
How are you doing?
We're doing all right. We've just been round the shop. We've had a look at the sea.
You've got to, did you?
We've been in the library and had a look at the books.
What time is it, Ben?
It's 5 to 12. Or 3 minutes to 12.
Oh, not so much.
No.
What might go on?
We have to get a shopping done, you know, on a Wednesday morning, because some of the shops close at Wednesday lunchtime, so I'm told. I tell you, you're looking fairly well this morning. How's the garden doing, is it?
Oh,
no vandals.
Don't
mention garden. No vandals.
Don't mention the lawn business, because you're going up 500%.
Too much, isn't it?
It's, and this pellet here, and I'm telling this here, if he was here now studying next to me, I'd tell him the same.
Oh, Stanley.
Stanley is the biggest pellet ever.
Two-faced they are, you know.
He's not two-faced, he hasn't got the sense. He was a bus driver.
I didn't know that.
For Morecambe Bloody Corporation. He got on the, he become the union organiser.
Yeah. I'll tell him you've been if you're going.
And his union work and his council work, he never drove another bloody bus, you know.
That's now there you are.
Hey! He's got this really great big car and all this here. And he's yapping away about Morecambe. He hasn't done a bloody thing about bloody Morecambe. He's raised our rent upon the allotments. And he's the instigator of the centre of Morecambe being hooked out at £60 million. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Take it out of... Hey! And the point is this. There's no spending money in the town. There's two, I counted them up the other day.
Yeah.
There's 2,400 properties for sale in Morecambe.
Is there so many? Is there so many?
2,000, yeah. Not out of 10,000.
Yeah.
Hey, almost one in 10.
Well, they see the talking terms as well, of, talking terms nationally, that there's not enough empty houses up and down. But you can wander around here, there's houses.
2,400.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right for you.
Why is it?
Well, you're amazed. How you doing, all right?
Not so bad. You have to get going, don't you?
Right.
Have you been working this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Pardon? Well, what about this afternoon? Oh, well then.
Where's
she working? I don't know. She's going on to work now, going on to get the job done.
Aye, clean the house out of She's taking the mother-in-law back down Shirley Green Lane.
Well, my wife used to work mornings, and she used to dash home and make a meal, and then, of course, the afternoon was left for whatever she wanted to do, like washing and baking and chopping and all like that. And I think it was very hard. It's very hard for a woman to work mornings, but she enjoyed it, did you? And she had a good job. She had two jobs. She looked after the coupons and things, a bit of a clerk in the Peace Warehouse, and then she moved from that into the mill, and after we got married, and she worked on a machine there in the mill. But really, I'm glad that she was able to retire a bit sooner. Women really should be at home.
Getting back to the nitty-gritty. I reckon myself, anybody who votes for this bloody Stanley fella wants a bloody edge testing.
Well, I came round here to that young couple there, when we were on about the abattoir. And he knew then that they had enough members going to the meeting to get the thing passed. He knew then, because they were told later on, they'd done enough lobbying. And they knew there were so many going to the meeting, and they knew they got votes of certain people, and he knew then.
I signed it twice.
Yeah.
Me and my missus.
Yeah.
And he never did the bloody thing about it. I complained to him, I said, you can't do bugger all. I said, send the post, the council's accepted liability. 5 years now, they're still doing it, they're still there. Oh, leave it to me. This was last year, beginning of, a year ago. They're still doing it. As I said to him, he was walking down here with a kid down Battersmore. I says, hello, how you doing? Oh, he says, I'm busy.
Yeah.
I says,
all right, Eric. Yeah.
All right, then. I says, everybody's busy. I says, some people are busy. I says, necking it town up. I says, how about my
post?
What post is that?
I've forgotten.
I says, what's wrong with you? I says, you're all, Derek. I says, you're all bloody gob. No gob or no brain.
They get paid, you know, for every attendance at the council.
He draws. You won't believe this, will you?
I will. Oh, I'll believe anything that you tell us.
On the city council, he draws £600 to £700 a year. Hey, and that doesn't include expenses.
Yeah. Or do they get expenses? Oh, of course, they're bound to get expenses on the top,
well,
aren't
he's
they?
Also deputy mayor. He's got another £1,500 here. Plus, he gets travelling allowance on his mileage.
That's right, they do.
But he also gets travelling allowance on his car because he's a county councillor at Preston.
Yeah.
And he attends there once a week.
Well, now you...
He's getting nearly £5,000 a year.
Now you're telling us why it's important for him to be on the council and deal with the top enders so that he's always in,
but
rather than the ordinary top enders. He's looking
that,
after himself.
All that public is interested in it,
yeah.
Is sitting in a bloody office on the Promenade Station, opposite Midland. They have an officer now.
That's an expense, isn't it, really?
It's an expense. It's paid for that.
No, it's an expense, yeah. What's going to happen to that old information place? Is it just going to be abandoned on the front?
Why have that and now why have the other one?
It's strange, isn't
why
it?
Why have
strange?
Two?
Is it strange?
And why have it a tourist place at Lancaster, Morecambe Town Hall, Lancaster Town Hall?
Yeah.
That's five of them all together, this.
Yeah. Well, they haven't thrashed it out properly, have they? They haven't really
thrashed it out.
They haven't planned it at all. They've just.
They haven't planned it. Sorry about that.
That's all right. It doesn't ruin nothing.
But it's just in the way that people like.
Well,
that.
You see, you know these people. You know them longer than I've known them. But this Stanley, quite a number of people, I've heard them say, although a lot of people have been satisfied with him because of his political persuasions, there are a lot of people
political.
Who are not so sure about him. They don't help him at all.
If they understood what he's doing to Morgan, they'd throw him out of a town, they'd tar and feather him and throw him out, I'll tell you.
They've done all for all, because as I say, he came round here ready to be friendly with us, and then of course we got to know afterwards he wasn't, because he'd voted for it.
Because I tell him straightforward facts to his face.
How old is he, by the way? Is he?
Huh?
What age will he be, Stanley?
He's about 50. He won't be 60 yet. 56. He's supposed to be a bus driver. And he never drove a bus, I'll tell you this here, for 26 years.
Will they have a PSV, do you think? Will they have a public service vehicle?
Of course, no. Oh no, it went.
Money won't want it if he's drawing all this money, will he? As long as he can go and sit on there.
He's got a bloody big car with a bloody orange sticker in front of it.
Yeah.
And he parks it outside the library at one time. Now he doesn't take it there.
Yeah.
It takes you up to the Midland
station
yeah. and parks it there. It's supposed to be for taxis only, but not him. He's got his bloody own special parking place.
Oh,
I don't know. That's the next time. So
okay then, okay, we'll see how it goes. Eh?
Anybody has got come
on to this end? I know I'm voting for new man, Donald. I'm voting for Donald.
I'm going to vote for it.
Yeah. Let's have a change, yeah?
No, he got knocked out last year because I went round campus
independent. They don't really stand for anything, do they? They sort of, no.
All they wanted was a bloody yap, and the woman resigned.
A political platform,
resigned,
yeah.
She did, because she couldn't get nowhere.
Mate, sad is that, isn't it, really?
And this is a hardcore of people to back you up at Lancaster.
That's why you've got to be in either one or the other main parties, you see.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which is all wrong.
Yeah. And they don't vote as a council, they vote as a group, a Labour group,
that's
a Conservative group, or.
And that's why this pillix of the Labour Party is a main party at Lancaster and Preston, knackered shovel voters. In my opinion, that is. I mean, it's not improving, is it? It's going down.
It is, all the time, yeah. Everything you hear about is wrong.
They've had control for 20 years of the Labour Party of this district. They've had control for 20 years, and Morecambe's gone down and down. Lancaster's gone down and up. But except of Lancaster's gone up and up.
There is that. Well, you see,
you're
making a case really now for Morecambe should have stayed on its own rather than going in with Lancaster.
Oh, Christ, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. Because we have all the facilities, haven't we? We have a good council office, we have the visitors coming in if it's brought in, if it's tidied up. There's
if
money
Morecambe,
coming into the centre.
Morecambe should have been allowed to stand on its bloody own. Stupid people like Maggie Thatcher for knackering it up. She upset the constituency for Lunsdale, it was called.
They wanted bigger authorities rather than small, didn't they? They looked into bigger authorities.
She knackered it up, and she's suffering now for it. Well, she will suffer anyway, because we can see the time now coming when.
I had this post pushed off, you know, this top.
Yes, sorry about that, I was asleep.
No, I had it one night. Some kid must have come and knocked it off. And it broke. So I put it in the front, and this was one I had spare because it came off that side when I had the gate widened. And so what I did, I pegged it there. But you can't move it now, you'd have to knock that post down. We can't beat them, can we? Oh, well done. you put up snow and I'll vote for you. Hello. Looks like our friend's having some work done, doesn't it?
Yes. Since the weather, you see, it's going nice and it brings everybody out again.
she's there at window.
I know, I just want to see you.
Well,
It doesn't really matter. I think I have an old one. And I think, I don't think there'll be much change, will there? But if there is one, I'll have a look at that. Yeah, that's it. Now there's one. Yeah, there's one there we're intending to book, but I'm not going to book just yet. It's near Bristol. Thinking of going on, it's Alverston. Is it Alverston? It's a hotel at Alverston. And we want to go on Thursday, 2nd of April.
Okay.
Saturday night. That would take us Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's
nice. It's near Bristol, but I'm not so sure whether it's...
Yeah, I've got it there.
Have you? Ah. What would that cost for 3 nights for us? That's bed and breakfast and an evening meal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's £39 per person per night. And that includes bed and breakfast.
About £240 then, eh?
And any meals you pay extra, that's all, what's included. Oh no, that's an evening meal as well.
Yeah, that'll be £240 like for 3. Near enough anyway, yeah. Yeah, well, I don't want to book it just yet.
Alright. At least you know the price anyway.
Yeah. Near enough for now, £240, because it's only like £240.
Do you want to take this new brand for
that? Well, as I said, I have an old one. Well, I'd say it's an old one. It's a couple of years old.
Actually, this runs out in 91 and they haven't brought the new one out.
Well, it's probably might be that one I've got.
Yeah.
No other information about that place. Other than what you've got in there, is it?
No.
Try
the library.
Yeah.
That might be best.
Just wondered how far it was away from anywhere else.
It's really best though.
Yeah. Well, I should have seen it out there. I'm just going to say, I'm just going to put the words to bear and see how it goes. Thanks very much. Yeah, more or less, yes. It's Alverston near Bristol. Yeah. You know, what it describes the town itself and the area, really.
I would think it would be in probably with the middle. Where is it?
Near Bristol.
Near Bristol. I think you probably have to look in like a Bristol book and it might tell you a bit about just on that place.
No. But I have seen books where it gives, you know, towns, it gives all the towns set out as they're doing a dictionary, and then it says so and so.
Like gazetteer, and that'll tell you like.
Yeah, have a look now and see what.
But it, I think it only really tells you the population.
Oh.
Alverstone. Alver.
I think there's actually two.
How do you spell it?
A-L-V-A-S-T-O-N, Alverstone.
Alverstone. Alverstone, Derbyshire. Doesn't even list.
No, it's the other one.
Doesn't even list another one in that.
Oh, well.
Is it a village?
It's a village outside of
Bristol. It must be smaller, too small to be even listed in this gazetteer.
Yeah.
Book of British Towns. But I wouldn't think it's large enough to be in something like this, you see, it's not, no mention. See, this is the sort of thing you want, but it's got like Aylesbury, but those are fairly large places.
I'm going to look at that one. If it's a Bristol in it, I might just be able to get to surrounding Bristol.
It will have Bristol.
It gives it in the holiday brochure as near Bath and Bristol, you say.
Oh, there's an entry for Bath and there's an entry for Bristol. There might be something as well on. I'll let you have a look at that one anyway.
Okay.
There might be something actually on that area.
It's might be Wiltshire, I don't know, might be. Travel Britain, I'll look at these books as well.
Place names
here.
Of Great Britain
now. If I took those two out now and had a look at that one, that one and this one.
Yeah, you're not allowed to take these out. You know,
I mean, on the desk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I can't, you see, there's nothing in that neither.
Okay.
It must be fairly small if it's not in there, because that lists everything over a certain amount of population.
I'll tell you why I was wondering what the area was like.
Yeah.
Because the hotels in Bath and Bristol are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But Alverstone, they're not as expensive.
Yeah, it's just outside.
So then it might well be that it, if it's a hotel in the middle of nowhere, that's the reason why it's a lot cheaper, you see.
Yeah, it's Alvingham. We've got, as I say, we've got all the ordinary. Let me just find the one with.
It's near, actually, it's near a place called Berkeley Castle.
I'll look at this other side and see. There's Somerset, we want the one that's just above there, don't we? Bristol Channel.
Yeah.
Wiltshire.
Where's Bristol now?
And
Bath, see Wiltshire, you're alright, Wiltshire here.
I think that's slightly higher, isn't it? I think it's the next, it must be the next one up, is it? Oh, we're going down country now. Yeah.
I love the pictures in that anyway.
Yeah. We're into Wales,
Gower Peninsula.
There,
yeah, well, you might be right
there. We are, Bristol.
Yeah. Bristol, it's somewhere on this road here, that one.
Alverstone, is that it?
That'd be it, yes, that's the one.
So it's spelt different.
Oh, is it?
Now, let me just have a look, because I think I saw that in here. Alverstone. VE. Alveston, that'll be at Avon, 2 kilometres south of Thornbury.
But it doesn't have any more in
there. I think that must be the population. 6,300. Might not even be the population though. Yeah, it should be though. Anyway,
I will check on these then.
That's it.
Thank you. Thanks very much. I'll leave them on the desk as well when I finish. Are they giving you plenty of good information?
Yeah. Oh yes, we've done very well. You'd have thought that it'd be somewhere.
You'd think that yes, that must have an office there doing something for their tourist trade. Because they must get a lot of people sending things out of the paper, you know, sometimes
well,
to see.
They sell the advertising paper, so
that's right, they must have some office where the post goes to. Right, well there's Cromie, your nearest big one, I think it's probably going to be a great yard before Norwich. Do you want me to give you their addresses and see if you want to send to
well,
them?
Well, I'll particularly want in a Crawler brochure, you see. I'll do it a Crawler.
You see, they might be able to get one too. Let's have a look at that one, Sherringbrook, see if they're open. Is that only just on the road? No, that's only a seasonal one as well. I'm wondering probably if Norwich could send, if they'll have them in. If they could perhaps send you one, if it's the same local council. It probably isn't, it's quite a way off really, isn't it?
Yeah.
The only thing you could do is wait and see what happens.
See what they call season.
Well, Easter usually.
Not before Easter.
No,
and that's April, isn't it?
I thought they were open until Easter time. I don't think of anything for Norfolk.
They're not going to get many bookings if
they're not.
No, we have that problem. We're thinking of going down into the Severn Valley, you know, in April.
Yeah.
And we're wanting really to go and have a look at Berkeley Castle. And we don't really know whether that's open. You know what I mean?
I can have a look for you if you like.
Berkeley Castle.
Yeah, I'll just have a look for anything on
Norfolk. Lizzie, I'm going to a squadron reunion.
Oh, yeah.
At Aylsham. And so it's only a one night do.
Yeah.
But we've gone last 3 years and we find near this last year it went at Shoreham on sea, so we went to Worthing and had a week at Worthing.
Yeah.
It's not going all that way for a one day.
No. No.
The year before it went near Plymouth, you see. So that's what we're, it's only 10 miles from Cromer. So we thought we've had a week at Cromer and then finish up at Friday night with squadron reunion, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, I think this might be the people to write to. On the back of here, this is for East Anglia, and it gives you all the different places. It's a reader reply service, and you've got the North Coast Countryside, and it's actually the East Anglia Tourist Board, so they're going to be the people there, they should have them.
Yes, right.
Okay,
thanks very much indeed, yes, thank you very much.
Right.
I know you get fed up with you. Now let's see you ride.
Right, so it's which castle, sorry?
Berkeley Castle.
B-E-R,
okay. B-E-R, Berkeley Castle, yeah. gates we are thinking of going are got a fitted in with our other little jobs as well.
Gloucestershire.
I'm not right sure, you know, whether it's
if it's in the Severn Valley it probably will be.
We're thinking
never heard of it.
Oh, it's a famous castle. Berkeley.
Oh,
they built it before then. They built the castle before
then. No, this is last year's opening time. April.
Yeah.
Daily except Monday, 2 till 5.
Oh, that's good. No, no. That's excellent. Daily
except Monday, 2 till 5. You're going in April, are you?
We're going on the 2nd of April.
If I were you though, then you're not disappointed, I would ring. Because with Easter being, I do Easter also this year. If Easter was early last year, then it might have opened ready for Easter.
Well.
Do you want to take the phone number?
Well then.
0453.
Yeah.
810332. And guess who it is? Mr. and Mrs. R.J. Berkeley. So I bet it's the Lord of the Manor.
Well, yeah, they have. They've been in the